ते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोकिर्भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे यू आर ऑल वेलकम फॉर मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास एस सी सी कृष्ण वल्लम टेम्पल इस्कॉन वृंदावन वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 12 किलिंग ऑफ द डीमन अघासुर So, for the safety, protection, and love of Sri Krishna and Balaram, all the elderly cowherd men decided to leave Gokul because there was much disturbance and Krishna was attacked couple times by a demon, so they wanted to leave that place. Internally speaking, the Vatsalya pastime of Krishna, which was nourishing the Vatsalya ras for the elderly gopas and gopis, was in Gokul. Now it is the time for the Sakha ras. So Krishna moved from Gokul to Vrindavan. And here Krishna performed the Vatsapala, means herding the calves for an year. When he was 4 years, he started. It means by 4 years they came here. So up till 3 years and 6 months or 9 months, they were in Gokul. Then they moved here, and their headquarter they made at Chatigra. Chatigra was the headquarter for Nanda Baba and Vrishbhanu Maharaj, who also left Rawal to accompany Nanda Baba. They settled near Radha Kund at a place called Basoti. And this pastime, Krishna, when he was herding the calves, he was not going far away from the home. He goes for a little while. When they were in Chatigra, they used to go other side of the Yamuna. So there is one demon came there, as a Vatsasur was the first demon in a Sakha during the Vatsalya, during the Vatsapal time, when Krishna was herding the calves, he delivered Vatsasur, who came as a calf. And that Vatsasur was killed on the other side of the Yamuna. Other side of the Yamuna, there is a Bansi Vat near there. This is the area where Vatsasur were killed. And then the well which is in Bhandir Vat right now, this Krishna actually at that time, Triveni Koop it was called, he brought all the holy places at that place to purify after killing the Vatsasur. And after that there was a Bakasur. And that was near Khaira village, which on the other side from Chata when we go to Nandgaon or Varsana on the way, there's a village Khaira. That is the place where Krishna killed Bakasur. Now, the pastime which we are hearing is, this is a Sapola gram here. This they call Sapola. Sapola means snake. And this Ajay, there is another, where our Gurukul is there, Ajay. So that is the demon as a Aghasur came, as a Ajgar, Ajay. So all these names, Sapola, so these are the all pastime of Krishna and Birja. So now, this is the climax of the Sakharas. Krishna is actually inviting all those who want to have friendship. He said, you make friendship with me. And here Krishna shows this by the pastime that all his friends enter into the mouth of Aghasur. Aghasur, Agh means sin. Agh means sin. Asur means demon. A sinful demon. You know, if somebody commits sin, he must suffer. This is the rule. You commit sin, then you have to suffer. But Krishna says, even if somebody commits sins, but he is my friend, I will deliver him. So from within the mouth or a belly of the Aghasur, Krishna protected his friends. And he declared that, if at all you want to make a friend, make friend with me. Because nobody can protect you from this sin. So this is the climax of actually the Sakha. Like Damodar Leela is climax of Vatsalya. Damodar Leela is climax of Vatsalya. And Aghasur is a climax of Sakharas. But the way Krishna delivered Aghasur, he declared, it is just like a play. We are going for a picnic. Oh, demon is a great, but for Krishna it's like a play. I'm going for a picnic. By the way, some Aghasur came, I don't know, it might have been killed. Something like that. It is insignificant for Krishna. So there, Krishna decided that tomorrow we will have a picnic in forest, Banna Bhojan. What it means actually, before they used to come by afternoon at home and they take their lunch at home. Normally, because they were small children, so mothers were saying, go, just herd the calf, come back by afternoon and take lunch at home. But one day they decided, no, tomorrow we'll go for a picnic, we'll have a lunch in the forest at the bank of Yamuna. So this was their once a while plan when they were doing the service of herding the calves. So next, everybody told, all the Goward boys told their mothers, tomorrow kindly prepare mother wonderful preparation. We have to show to everybody that what we have brought from our house, and tomorrow we'll have a picnic, Krishna said like that. So everybody was very enthusiastic and mothers were cooking. But Brahman, this our Madhu Mangal told mother, she said, well, you are Brahman, they will give you. Why you worry? They will offer you, so it's okay. So who woke them up next day? Krishna blew his buffalo horn early in the morning to wake all the coward boys. To begin the day, he woke all the coward boys. Get ready for picnic. So this is the characteristic of a leader. Krishna is teaching, the leader should be first on the forefront. Not that you all just get everything ready, then I will come. No. So Krishna was the number one. He woke everybody up. Then everybody got their tiffins. And then mothers decorated everybody nicely. That is what the verse, which has no purpose right now. We have to read this verse. Now the coward boys, they were nicely decorated by their mothers with nice ornaments and cloths, and they have their lunch box and their stick and their buffalo horn and their flute and whatever. All the paraphernalia with them. Gamcha, maybe they have this going to the Yamuna, will take bath or whatever. They have everything with them. And they reach, they are on the way to the forest. The words are in front, and the words written here, they are uncountable. You cannot count how many calves they were going to herd. So how many cowards, boys were there? It's unlimited. Krishna is unlimited. So the verse number 4 and 5 we have to read today. So verse number 4 has no purport. So first I should read the verse number 4, then we will recite this verse. Is it okay?
Phalaprabalastavakka sumanha pichadhatubhi kacha gunja mani swarana bhushita api abhushayan.
Phala, fruits from the forest. Prabala, prabala is green, very fresh green leaves of the trees. Very soft and fresh called prabala. Stakka is a bunch of the flowers, like you see in the hands of Srila Prabhupada, when you make a bunch of flowers, it's called stakka. And the next is kuso, sumannaha, which means flowers. So bunch of flowers and flowers. And then pitcha. Pitcha means the tail of the peacock. Peacock feather. Pitcha means tail. And then dhatu bhihi. Dhatu bhihi means very soft, wonderful colors, like we have made the marks on the face of Krishna, wonderful marks with the, like a fish or other marks on the face. That's called with the fine art dhatu bhihi. Dhatu means minerals, soft minerals, Srila Prabhupada writes. Very soft and colorful minerals. Dhatu bhihi. Now this is what the coward boys were doing themselves in a forest. Because these are all forest things. And then there is a kacha gunja mani swarana. Gunja is a small berry fruit of a Vrindavan, which is one side is red, one side is a little black. And then they soak them, make a hole, and make a garland. And Brahma, when in the 12th chapter, when Brahma is going to pray to Krishna, he will say gunja. He will say this gunja. You are wearing this gunja mala. And this gunja was one which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had, the gunja mala which he gave to the Raghunath Das Goswami. So this gunja has somehow very much significance. So this gunja, kach is a sort of, Srila Prabhupada writes, kacha is a sort of a kind of a gem. And then there is a gunja, a small conch shell like berries. Mani are the pearls, and the swarn is gold. So they were already decorated by their mothers. Bhushitaha, though decorated abhi, api abhushyana, in spite of being decorated by their mothers, the boys decorated themselves still more with the above mentioned articles. Srila Prabhupada's translation, although all these boys were already decorated by their mothers with ornaments of kach, kunja, pearl and gold, when they went into the forest, they further decorated themselves with fruits, green leaves, bunches of the flowers, peacock feathers, and soft minerals. Now we'll read the verse which is right now for us to recite.
Mushnanto anyonyaha shikyadin jyatan arachachikikshapo tatriya tatra chyascha punardurad. Dhasantascha punaha dadoho mushnanto anyonya shikyadin gyatam aracha chikishpo tatryachascha punardurad. Dhasantascha punardhato mushnanto anyonya shikadin jyatan aracha chikikshpo tatratyascha punardurad. Dhasantascha punardado.
Mushantaha. Stealing. Anyo anya. From one another. Shikya adin. Lunch bags and other belongings. Gyatam. Having been understood by the proprietor of the bag, aratcha, to a distant place, chikishpoho, threw away, tatratyascha, those who were in that place also, punah durat, they again threw further away. Asantaha cha punaha dadaho. When they saw the proprietor, they threw it further away and enjoyed laughing and when the owner sometime cried, his bag was given to him again. Translation by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. All the coward boys used to steal one another's lunch bags. When a boy came to understand that his bag had been taken away, the other boys would throw it farther away to a more distant place. And those standing there would throw it still further. When the proprietor of the bag become disappointed, the other boys would laugh. The proprietor would cry. And then the bag would be returned. They are all almost 4 years. So this is the childhood play of the friends in the forest. Srila Prabhupada writes, this kind of playing and stealing among boys still exists even in the material world. Because this kind of sporting pleasure is present in the spiritual world, from which this idea of enjoyment emanates. Shishi Gaur Nitai ki, Krishna Balaram ki, Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishakha Devi ki. This kind of playing and stealing among boys still exists even in the material world. Now, it is there, yes, but Srila Prabhupada is giving reason why it is here. Philosophically, Srila Prabhupada says, because this kind of sporting pleasure is present in the spiritual world, from which this idea of enjoyment emanates. Janamad yasya yataha Vedanta Sutra 112. The same enjoyment is displayed by Krishna and his associate in the spiritual world. But there the enjoyment is eternal. Whereas here, on the material platform, it is temporary. There the enjoyment is Brahm, whereas here the enjoyment is Jada. The Krishna conscious movement is meant to train one how to transfer oneself from the Jada to the Brahm. Because human life is meant for this purpose. Athato Brahma Jigyasa Vedanta Sutra 111. Krishna comes down to teach us how we can enjoy with him on the spiritual platform, in the spiritual world. Not only does he come, but he personally displays his pastime in Vrindavan and attracts people to spiritual enjoyment. So, Srila Prabhupada's purport, he's focusing on one thing, enjoyment is natural, it exists in a spiritual world, therefore it is in the material world. Anandamayo abhyasat, anandamayo abhyasat. So there is anand only. Anand means enjoyment, pleasure. The spiritual world is full of enjoyment. So this concept of enjoyment is in the spiritual world, therefore it is in the material world. But the enjoyment is different for the children, enjoyment is different for the adult, enjoyment is different for the different age. But the enjoyment as a principle is there in the spiritual world, and therefore this is in the material world. Then Srila Prabhupada used two words. Srila Prabhupada is using the enjoyment in a spiritual atmosphere is called Brahma. And the enjoyment in what material atmosphere is called Jada. And then Srila Prabhupada says the whole purpose of Krishna conscious movement and the human purpose of the human life is to transform from the Jada concept to the Brahma concept. So what is Jad and what is Brahm? So what enjoyment we are enjoying in the material world at a material level with material concept is Jad. And the Vedic mantra which Prabhupada oftentimes quotes, Asato ma sat gamaya, tamaso ma jyotir gamaya, mrityor ma amritam gamaya. This is a Vedic version, which is actually the concept of going from Jad to Brahm. So what is Jad? Jad means material. Jad means inert matter. This table is Jad. So Jad and Chetan are the two words in a Vedic philosophy, Jad and Chetan. Jad is matter and Chetan is spirit. So Jad is Chetan. And we are combination of the two as a human being or a living entity, is a mixture of the two, very delicate mixture. It's very difficult to really realize this. So Jad and Chetan means spirit and matter. So the enjoyment which is at the material platform has to be transformed into a spiritual platform. That is the main purpose of Krishna conscious movement, Srila Prabhupada writes. Now this word Brahma, in Bhagavad Gita, there's what this word Brahma is. Brahma arpanam brahma havi brahma agno brahma hutam brahma evatena gantavyam brahma karma samadhina. So everything is Brahma. So how the things can be made Brahma? Bhagavad Gita has very perfectly, Sri Krishna is telling and Srila Prabhupada is explaining. This is glass, is a matter. But when it is used in service of Krishna, it becomes automatically Brahm. This becomes Brahm. And in the Bhagavad Gita, there is a concept of three Brahm. Prakriti Brahm, Jeev Brahm, and Paramatma Brahm. It is in 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Three concepts of Brahm. The matter is also Brahma. In the 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Mahad Brahma Garbham Dadamiyaham Mahad Brahma. This whole material world is a Mahad means very big Brahma. So material Brahma, and then we as a living entity is also Brahma. Jeev is also called Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi. I am a spirit soul, I am not matter. And Paramatma is also called Brahma. He is a Brahma. Brahmano hi pratishtha aham. I am the basis of the Brahma. So there are three Brahma. How to convert the matter into the spirit? Srila Prabhupada's wonderful always example was iron put in a fire, become red hot and then will act as a fire. So matter, when devotee in the service of the Supreme Lord, will transform into the, it will have a spiritual quality. It becomes a spirit. So the play, the children are playing same thing. What plays, there are two verses we have read. One verse is, though mothers decorated very nicely children, this is not natural. Well, when children come out from the home, the mothers nicely decorated whatever good thing they have. But children, when they come out, they may have nice golden ornament, but they will take peacock feather or something like some other stand put here and there, because they want to do imitate what their parents are doing. So actually what the children were doing, they used to decorate Krishna with the forest flower. What actually it signifies? It signifies the forest flower of Vrindavan is more exalted and superior to the gems of the Vaikuntha. That is the actually concept. Even the Gunja Mala, Brahma is saying Gunja Mala, this is black and red, it is Tamo and Rajo Guna. And you have accepted him. So I think I am also of the Rajo Guna, you will accept me. So he used this logic that you are wearing this Gunja Mala. No me idya abharavapu gunja. This is wonderful first prayer of the Brahma. So these are the natural ornaments which the cowherd boys used to decorate. First they decorate Krishna. Only Yashoda and the some servant got the facility to decorate Krishna. Now the all cowherd boys, they want to decorate Krishna. And then Krishna reciprocate, he also decorated the cowherd boys. So these are the Vatsalya Prem. And in Vatsalya Prem of Krishna with cowherd, there are three levels. Younger than Krishna, equal age than Krishna, little elder than Krishna. And they have a different sentiments. So at least there are three different categories of the friends of Krishna. But they are all Vishramba Sakha, a very dear devotees at an equal platform, but still there are three categories. In Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, the friendship is at three levels. Younger than Krishna, equal Krishna, above Krishna, elder than Krishna. So when they decorated themselves like that, and then the next, this is one play to decorate one another. Then what they did is the next word, kshipanta, which means stealing. Oh, sorry, this is mushananto, stealing. Sri Jiva Goswami writes that they were not stealing actually the lunch bag itself which contained the prasad. Throwing the prasad is not done by them. What they were doing is other item, adini. There's a lunch bag which contain other items, say like gamcha. So they threw one gamcha from here. And how they took it very secretly. As they were sitting, they were decorating one thing, somebody has taken his bag from behind and he threw it there. Now I don't know where my bag is gone. Oh, where am I? Where? Then he will throw to other and this will go there and this will go there. Now I will look here. Then he will throw first there. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, then they threw such item like a buffalo horn or other things into a tharani cloth. It's a tharani plant, and a tharani plant where there are red ends. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes that they threw some items in a tharani plant with a red ends. Nobody goes there. He sees my thing is there, but he could not look there. And everybody left. And now what you will do? So they were enjoying like this. But the younger they cry. Because the younger cow, they cry. When they cry, then say, no, give him back. So they used to give back. So Sridhama, the brother of Radharani, he has a wonderful besan laddus made by Kirti Mataji, the mother of Radharani. And it was made with a pure cow ghee. That was the only thing with them. It was smelling so fragrant. So Brahman Madhu Mangal, who was elder than all Sakhas, and he was a little taller, he was, these are laddus are right there. Yeah, it will take time for me really when we open lunch. So what he used to do, his mother did not cook anything. So what he showed them that I have also bag. And he put in the bag some flowers, yellow flowers. No prasad. So what he was doing, he was taking one flower from his bag and he very secretly take one laddu out of the Sridhama's bag and put a flower. So then he took another laddu and then put the another flower. By the time they opened the lunch box, Sri Dhamma opened lunchbox, it was all flour. Everybody said, oh, your mother don't know how to cook. And he was crying, my, he said, Krishna, my mother cooked nice laddu. Somebody else, oh, this is Brahman, must have done. Brahman says, what do you think, my mother don't know cook? These are laddu made by my mother. This is the way they enjoy their pastimes of a childhood. Vatsapal Leela, before Aghasur. Before killing Aghasur, this is what they were doing. This was their play. There are more wonderful plays will come. So they are thinking, and this what we are doing also here, right? The children are doing, they are throw something here. This is natural. But what Srila Prabhupada is giving in a philosophy that this is in a spiritual world, therefore it has come to material world. If it is not in the source, how can it be in a byproduct? So the enjoyment is there in a spiritual world. And imitation enjoyment is also in this world. But what we have to learn and do now, Prabhupada has quoted two Vedanta Sutra in this verse. Purport of this verse, Srila Prabhupada, this is a playing. Krishna is playing with coward boys, and Srila Prabhupada is quoting the highest philosophy for the jnanis, the Vedanta Sutra. Two verses, Athato Brahma Jigyasa and Janamadiyasya Yata. So the first verse Srila Prabhupada is quoting, that enjoyment is in the original spiritual supreme personality of the Godhead and in the spiritual world. Therefore, this is all reflected here in the material world. And then he is using the second aphorism of the Vedanta Sutra, Athato Brahma Jigyasa. It means now, utilize all your material enjoying propensities in the service of the Supreme Brahma, Athato Brahma Jigyasa. Now dovetail everything in the service of the Brahma. Shubha Shubha Phale Reva Moksha Se Karma Bandhanaha. Shubha Ashubha, whatever it is, even fighting. Fighting is not a very auspicious activity, but Krishna is, Arjuna is offering fighting to Krishna. It's fighting for Krishna. So every activity can be dovetail in the service of Krishna. And that will make the human life perfect. That is the purpose of creation of this material world. That everything, the owner of this whole material world, Isha Vasha Idam Sarvam, this verse is in a invocation of Isha Upanishad, and the same verse with only one word change in the eighth canto of Bhagavatam, first chapter, tenth verse. This is the same verse, but Atma, this is Isha Vasya, not Atma Vasyam. Only Atma instead of Isha is there. So everything belongs to Krishna. Everything should be engaged in service of Krishna. That is what Srila Prabhupada is. And Prabhupada is, well, not theoretically, Krishna comes down to teach us how we can enjoy with Him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came actually to teach us actually how we can dovetail everything in service of Krishna. Because when Krishna came, he has a pastime with his own associates. He brought all his associates from the spiritual world. He simply had his pastime or leela with his associate, and he attracted everybody who is inspiring to follow those dear devotees of Krishna and relish the same pastime. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a very magnanimous and very liberal incarnation, he came actually to teach us how to utilize jada and make it Brahma. He actually came to teach us how devotional service can be performed. So actually this is what somehow Krishna, to play with him on a spiritual platform in the spiritual world, now not only does he comes, but he personally displays his pastime in Vrindavan and attracts people to the spiritual enjoyment. So Krishna comes here to attract us. So actually why Krishna appears? Many other incarnations are coming, they are unlimited like the waves of an ocean, but why Krishna comes? Krishna only comes to teach us love, which is the only savai puncham paro dharma. Paro dharma is love of Krishna, paro dharma. It is the second verse of Bhagavatam. What is the second verse of Bhagavatam? Dharma projita kaitavo nirmatsranam satam. In this verse, there is a kaitava dharma, which means mostly the people who are religious, their goal is heaven. These are the people who are religious, their goal is heaven to enjoy. There is one dharma. This is called bhukti dharma, enjoying mentality. And the process in the Veda for that is karma kanda. Then the other dharma is mukti, liberation. And that is called mukti, and they are jnanis. They both are out of Bhagavatam, right in the beginning, no need. Then there is a third one, going Vaikuntha, having a same form as Vishnu, having same power or same opulence as a Vishnu. But there is also, Srila Rupa Goswami writes, this liberation is not very much against devotion. It's not very much against, means it is not accepted as a pure unalloyed devotion. Because there is a little separate mentality of enjoyment. I will have the same form as a Lord, I have the same opulence as a Lord. No. Paro dharma is the number four. No heaven, no liberation in Brahma, even no Vaikuntha. Paro dharma is described by Narada, Gopi Prema. The love by the Brijabasis, Gopa and Gopis. And that is what we are discussing now in Srimad Bhagavatam. There is the paro dharma. So paro dharma means actually love of God. And Mahaprabhu came here simply for that purpose. Chirad adittam nijagupta vittam. Chirad adittam. For a long time it was not given. Nijagupta vittam. Nij means personal. Gupta means confidential. Vittam means wealth. One's personal confidential wealth was not given for a long, long time. What is that? What is that wealth which is very confidential? Swaprema. Swaprema means Krishna prema. Swa means one's own prem. Swaprem. And what in what form Swaprem Mahaprabhu has given? Nama Amritam. He has given that Krishna prem in the form of holy name. Nama Amritam. Ati Udara Gaura. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very magnanimous. He has given love of Krishna. Krishna Prem, even to those who were not eligible for that. Pamar Tamar, those who are Pamar means very fallen. He gave them this facility. So how to actually change the jada into the Brahma or the matter into the spirit with the enjoying spirit? The best thing is really the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has transformed the whole world. By Srila Prabhupada's mercy, people have become spiritualized. Their life has become spiritualized. Their dress has become spiritualized. Their food has become spiritualized. Their whole 24-hour activities are spiritualized. So this is a very open secret by the mercy of Prabhupada all over the world, the Krishna conscious movement. Prabhupada writes, Krishna conscious movement is word here. The Krishna conscious movement is meant to train one how to transfer oneself from the Jar to the Brahm. From Jar to the Brahm. And Srila Prabhupada has demonstrated this personally. He has transformed the whole world. And the Srila Prabhupada said, the love of God, which is Parodharam, is in everybody's heart. Already Krishna has put. If it would not have been there, then in a Western world, how by chanting Hare Krishna they become devotee? It was already there. I simply awakened that. It was there. If it would not have been in the heart of a, say, African or American or Australian, then by artificial method, by chanting Hare Krishna, how can they become devotee? It was already there. I simply awakened that. And this process of transforming the matter into the spirit, Prabhupada used to say, is a science of love of God. Prabhupada called it science. It says, Prabhupada said, I don't say it is a religion. If I say my religion is better than your religion, then you, Prabhupada said, then they would have kicked me. I never said that my religion is better than your. I said, this is a science of love of God to transform the matter into the spirit. And any student from any walk of life or any religious belief, if he has to study the science, if he has to study the mathematics or chemistry in a college, the student may be from the background of a, say, Christianity or Mohammedan or any other, because the science, everybody will come to learn the science. So I am teaching science of love of God. And the science of love of God is to dovetail all the matter in the service of the spirit, because ultimately the owner or the proprietor of the whole world is Krishna, Isha Vasha Idam. You use what is your share, but that also you use in cooperation with Krishna. The bottom line is, if we have enjoying mentality separate from Krishna, that is matter. If we dovetail our enjoying mentality in service of Krishna, that is spirit. Same thing. Only consciousness needs to be changed. Only consciousness needs to be changed. No separate enjoyment, no separate mentality. That is actually oneness of the spiritual oneness of a Vaishnava. That's called spiritual oneness of a Vaishnava. My enjoyment is dovetailed with the enjoyment of Krishna. So that is actually the message in this verse. We have a couple men left for the comment or question. So what is the message of this Krishna's play in this these two verses? Prabhupada's message is, enjoyment is our birthright. And we have to simply learn by Krishna conscious method to enjoy in cooperation with Krishna. Not as a competitor, but as a cooperator. That's the message. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment?
What is the significance of the Kunja necklace? Can you say something more about the significance of that necklace?
But Raghunath Das Goswami said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given me one Govardhan Shila and one Gunja Mala. So Gunja Mala. Mala means that's Mala. So Krishna, Raghunath Das Goswami realized Krishna gave me this Govardhan Shila to give me a place to stay in Govardhan. And he gave me Gunja Mala to serve Radharani. So Gunja Mala is like Raghunath Das Goswami saying, by giving Gunja Mala, he gave me service of Radharani. So this is the word used by Raghunath Das Goswami. So Gunja Mala Krishna is wearing on the neck, it's like like Radharani embracing Krishna. So Raghunath Das thought it is like a Radharani because it's on the neck of Krishna. So he said, these two things given a gift by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a mercy that I should stay at Govardhan and serve Radharani. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.